In Jesus' name. Well, as usual, Jeremiah, you are a real pain. If I can keep your words afar off from me, it's better. I mean, after all, you spoke to the prophets in Zedekiah's reign. You told them that they've betrayed their office. They look pious, speak pious things, are very religious looking, but their actual ethical behavior stinks. In fact, they used even worse religious language to condone and support ethically stinking behavior. They tell folks that despite their adultery, living in lies, siding with the wicked so that no one turns from evil, despite all that, I'm okay, you're okay, life's okay, it'll be wonderful. Outward religious practice and pandering religious conversation without attention to actual, real, specific, ethical behavior is, in Jeremiah's words, they, that is the prophets, do this people no good at all. So if I can keep your words, Jeremiah, afar off, it's much better, but by God's Holy Spirit, I pray that I and we cannot. Outward religious piety, including pious words, divorced from behavioral ethics, is really, to say it nicely, a problem. What might you or I think of as examples of this in our lives? Well, of course I attacked personally this student in class. He deserved it because his thinking was misguided and wrong and not Lutheran. So what? If I was personally rough on him, God loves me nonetheless. Outward religious piety, divorced from behavioral ethics, is, to say it nice, not so nicely, a mighty concern of God's. It'll be okay, my brother. I'm not going to confront you about your drinking. God loves you. Jesus forgives you. And everything's going to be really fine. So you spend hours with video games or other internet things. I'll turn away from that because I know it's really none of my business, and after all, God loves you in Jesus Christ. Matthew 18 and this Eighth Commandment stuff is highly overrated. So it's kind of fun to sort of besmirch a brother's reputation and indulge in gossip. I know that I can always go to God and he'll forgive me for this and life will be just fine. Looks to me like you may be too study-focused and having difficulty connecting to other people. But God will never give you more than you can handle, so I guess it's just something that I can avoid, and I'll leave it up to God and go off and do my private devotions. Outward religious piety and words divorced from behavioral ethics is indeed a concern for Jeremiah then and for us now. I see this in myself, not happily, and I flee into the arms of Christ. As baptized people placed into the body of Christ, I, empowered by God's Spirit, prayerfully seek to bring my ethical behavior, what I actually do, not what I say or dream, my actual behavior into more consistent patterns with those who expect it of me by God in Christ Jesus. And to do that, I need your help. We all need each other's help in doing this. After all, this is what community is about. I rejoice that Christ sees all this in me and in others, and in our repentance and faith does say, I forgive you, I love you with an everlasting love, I give you my Spirit so that your life more conforms to mine. In Paul's words, each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others. Have yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus. Amen.